never seen a cat fucking get anyone arrested.
That's true. But you can't rely on
you live
cats.
With a fucking narc, dude.
Light me at 5.
We're talking about a whole new philosophy.
I just don't want to answer to anybody anymore.
So what you guys are telling me is that you're trying to decide if you want to be homeless or not.
Light me at 5. Like, where's the line?
Yeah. 5.
We're figuring this out. This is Light Me at 5.
Light Me at 5.
With Dean Jernigan. Rusty Nixon and Jason LaFoon.
Light me at 5.
All right, we're on.
Thanks for joining us at Light Me at 5. I'm Dean Jernigan.
I'm Jason LaFoon.
And we were just discussing how one of our favorite dispensary, which is ironic because we live very far apart.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't take me long to get there.
No. No.
So it's got to take you a while.
It does. It absolutely does. But we have learned that if you shop along the border stores, the prices are a lot more.
Well, this dude told me I recently did some work for our favorite dispensary.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned.
And I was just, you know, talking to the owner about how I've noticed the further north I go, the cheaper the prices seem to get.
Yeah.
And he asked me, he said, well, have you bought any of it yet? I said, no, I was like, this is actually my usual spot. And he said, well, if you notice, like, yeah, it is cheaper and, you know, on paper, comparably, it's the same stuff. He's like, but all that stuff there is outdoor grown. And he said, it's like the way it's that they wash the bud after. He was telling me all types of crazy shit about these. That he's like, that's why that shit's so cheap. So I don't know.
And then his is indoor.
Yeah. That's where I was at
our stop.
Like a legitimate, yes, at our place.
Yeah.
Behind it, there is just a fucking multiple 1,000 square foot factory, brand new building. And it is a grow op.
Nice.
One of them. Like the dude holds multiple storefronts, multiple grow ops going.
Yeah, because like, so.
He told me that the state is, has approached him. Because of like the processes they use in there, like the state has approached him about coming up with a training program for the state to build regulations off some of his processes.
I love it. I love a store too.
Oh yeah.
So getting to that. So we find the B-Buds, which I noticed that they don't have any of their stats listed.
Yeah, they do.
When I was looking online, but it was
right on the package.
It was on the package. But on the website, it doesn't.
No, because it's the same strand as the stuff that is listed, though.
You get the premium in itself. So they got this B-Bud kind of hidden down here. And you just scroll on down. Save a ton of money.
Dude, last time I was there, this guy came in and goes, hey, you still have the 2 ounces for $50? I was like, what the fuck? What? They were selling for a while, I guess, two ounces of shake for $50.
Yeah. And it was the shake, like
I have no clue. Yeah, I mean, right. I'm not buying shake ever.
Yeah,
you know, unless I'm in like the middle of Texas.
You know, I think I've heard of a couple of those deals where it's the shake ounces or whatever. But the so I go into that store for the first time this weekend.
Okay.
And I took somebody for their first dispensary trip ever.
That's a good first experience, probably.
Real good. And here's the thing, I hadn't been in there, and I'd been at others. And compared to others, this was a Jaguar dealership.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place. And but either way, I'm used to I'm used to dispensaries at this point, you know. And but this person was not. So I forgot what a wonderland of experience it is when you.
So you got to see all this because I don't. The prices are only reasonable if you're buying the homegrown shit at all these places.
Right, right, right.
They all have their like designer brands they bring in too, which they're charging $18 a fucking gram for. But they have these cool displays where it's under the little microscopic lens so you can like
on top of the thing,
you literally check out all of them. Yeah, that looks.
They can crack lids on
like,
some
like
of them.
You're literally checking out a fucking diamond you're about to have set in a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the one.
It's just a and then there's a helpful person sitting there going,
dude. So the first
what
one,
what would you like today?
So the first time I ever went to a dispensary was in Colorado in Denver.
Okay,
and it was very much just like a convenience store. Right. Where you're like, "What's up, dude? What's up?" You just walk. You know what I mean? Right. Like it wasn't.
So yeah, I've been into all kinds. Like,
but and then you just walk in and it's like shit's everywhere. You're just looking at everything. Right. But the first one in Michigan I ever went to was somewhere, I want to say Battle Creek area maybe. Right. This was before there was any even open like around us. You had to go further up. And I went to this place and like there was a waiting room where you check in. Then you sit there.
You sit there. You wait until someone
and
came
like,
to
okay,
a door.
Okay, so someone will come and be with you in a moment. And I'm like, all right. And so someone came and she's like guides me in. And we walk around this room. Oh, she's like, what are you interested in today? I was like, oh,
yeah, a personal shopper, yeah.
She's got an iPad, and she just walks me around to all these different areas where they keep the different things I was interested in, show me some stuff. And I was like, okay, I want some of that. And she typed it into her iPad, and then showed me, so okay, I'll take some of that, typed it in her iPad. And she's like, okay, I got your order in. When it's ready, Kevin will call you over at the like a fucking prescription, like a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Where there's a fucking window cut out, and they're calling out names.
And then there were lines in the early days there, too.
No, there wasn't this one.
That one.
I remember when they first opened here, like, people were saying, like, they were waiting in line for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
There were news vans the first day.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to go, and I wasn't going to go, and I wasn't going to go. And then I was like, dude, legal weed. Boom. I went. And then there's a fucking line.
Well, I remember the first time I bought legal weed in Michigan was, it was shortly before a Christmas party. That I went to.
Yeah.
And I remember I went and bought 2 grams of this weed. Each gram came in its own individual, like, fucking drug dealer dime bag baggie.
Right.
But, like, with print on it. Like, it's official. Or, you know what I mean? It was very just like, you guys don't... You individually baggy every fucking gram. That seems...
Excessive.
Like a waste.
Right. You feel like there's a room full of... Taiwanese women back there shirtless just bagging it all up.
But I think I paid $15 a gram for it. So it's like $30 for these 2 grams of weed. And I smoked it with Brian Collins sitting in front of Heather's house in her subdivision in his van. I think Jenny was there.
His van was pretty conspicuous for fucking...
Just fucking sitting in that smoking weed in the subdivision. Like, that van doesn't belong here. And
right.
Smoke rolling
clearly
out of it.
Clearly belongs with smoke rolling out.
And there. It was just like, dude, this is... I mean, for $15 a gram, this should be way better, I thought. I'm already getting this stuff for way cheaper on the street.
Right.
Like, it was very disappointing to realize, like, oh, it's the same stuff and it costs more?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I was in line that first day when the news vans pulled up, and you could tell all the old heads... Because as soon as the cameras turned on, all the old heads turned their backs, pulled their hoods up.
I don't want to talk about this.
All the young guys were like, hey, wow, the cameras.
Well, I mean, that one dude that we know kind of made himself a pseudo little career out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a local. I mean, I don't know if he's a.
Yeah, sort of.
Freddie something?
Here's the funny thing is, he is somewhat of a local celebrity. He's been on Kimmel.
Freddie's a stoner. I just know him as Freddie the Stoner. I don't know his
neither one. And we're from this area.
We've seen him. He's tried doing comedy a few times.
Yeah,
he's come out.
Neither of us can think of his name.
No, it's Freddie the Stoner. I just don't know if he goes by like his actual last name.
I thought it was the Stoner, as far as I knew.
But he, like he's just that guy, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He's legit. That
I did.
Guy.
I did. He. You were there. We did that weed show.
Yeah.
And he was there, and he's just that, I'm just hanging out, what?
Yeah, he's legit that guy. He was supposed to host.
So, yeah, he fucking.
He was supposed to host the second half of
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
And he just was wandering
around.
He's
like, no, man, I'm just looking at trees and shit.
Yeah, he's like, they're waiting for the next band to be introduced.
And he's just a guy in line who's like, yeah, I'll fucking talk to the news.
And then he ended up on Kimmel.
And then he gets on Kimmel like once a year or so.
Yeah.
They check in with him.
At first when it first started up. So this was a different experience altogether than those first experiences. We go in there, but one of the reasons I wanted to go in there was because I had all these points.
All the points. What'd you get with the points?
So I stroll in.
Wait, time out. Before you tell, what can you buy with the points specifically? The premium weed in the glass?
Yes. And by anything that's not basically says the prepackaged eighths, fifths, all that shit are basically on sale or whatever.
That's what they say, even though that's the price it always fucking is. That's the price
it always is. You can't use points on those. So you can do it on pre-rolls, on any of the edibles, on
any of the vapes,
any of the just grams. If you're just going to go, buy it by the gram. Yeah. Yeah. You can do it that way.
Okay. But those grams are like $18.
You can use them on those tens. No, wait. I don't think you can use them on the tens.
Tens,
the pre-rolls? Five, the five pre-roll tens.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You might be able to use them on those too, but I think those are considered sale.
Yeah, they're like $20 for five eighth of weed.
Yeah. So those might be called considered sale. Anyway, so I give him my info and he walks off and we're looking around and shit and he comes back and he goes, "Sir, we have a problem. You have too many points. I can only allow you to use half today." He's like, "You know, these are supposed to be spent." And I'm like, "Yeah. I usually use the drive-through."
That's what. Well, before this became my place, there was another place, and me and Brian used to go there.
Yeah.
And I remember I always use my points. Once I get 10, 15 bucks, like, "You want to throw this 15 on there?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I do." That's
$15. I have hundreds of points at another place.
And somewhere. Brian's like, "No, I'm saving my points forever." And I remember the first time I went there after Brian died, I'm like, "He would want me to have his points.
He would.
How am I going to convince these people?" Be like, "No, trust me. You got to transfer his points to me.
This is what he wants."
He'd be very disappointed to know those points went to waste when you could have given them to me, and I'm here right now.
Can you imagine I'm on my deathbed, and Jason gets in there to see one last time.
"Dean, like, I need you to sign this letter to transfer your points."
"Hey, man. Oh, it's great working with you. Shit. Hey, man, before you hit that morphine button, one more time.
Sign this power of attorney over your weed points.
You have 15,000 points. Dean, don't let that shit go to waste. That's a lifetime's worth of work."
So what did you get? How many points were you allowed to spend?
I used 1,000.
So you had 2,000 points?
Yeah, I
know. You can only use 1,000 at a time.
You can use 1,000 at a time.
That's bullshit.
It is. He goes, "Okay, just give away the whole house." I end up getting,
like, "Why you took my fucking money the whole goddamn time?"
I end up getting those $40 five pack of pre rolls that are like dipped in diamond gold.
Oh, and yeah, yeah.
Keef and all that shit, and then I forget something else. And then I paid $16.
They always get you.
Well, it's because I can't stop at that. I'm using every fucking point I can that day.
I remember I went in there one time, and I was like, "I'm not trying to buy an ounce today. I should pick up a couple things." And I ended up getting an eighth, a couple moon rocks, and a vape cart. It was like $116. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I should. So we should, if you've never been in this experience, I guess, the place we're talking about is a nice glass front. You go into like a front area where you get ID'd. It's an old bank where you get ID'd, and then the security opens some doors
for you. They always hold the door for you.
And you go on in, and there's some well-dressed people, real nice salesmen, and they're presenting shit like it's a jewelry store or something, right? I would consider it to that. You got one with a couple people helping a handful at a time. But either way, I look over halfway through this process at the this person's first visit to the at the dispensary.
Well, hold on. Just so people understand, the other places – now, there's a place across the street from our place, pretty decent. They don't have the best stuff.
Right.
Similar experience as far as, like, the atmosphere.
Right.
But the other places around us is very much like ordering online at Burger King.
Yeah, because this particular place feels like a jewelry store.
Right, almost. And other places it's just up. Like a bunch of registers in a line, and they're like, "Next,
yep,
next," and it's all prepackaged. Yeah. Like, you can't look at anything.
And I went to one in L.A. that was almost like those 7-Eleven stores in a bad neighborhood where you're talking through like a barrier,
yeah.
And they're like tossing weed through the thing at you, like. Like, that was, I think I told you this.
So actually, right down the street, if you knock on that door, they pull the sock out of where the deadbolt used to be, and you slide in the money, and they tuck a little baggie.
Exactly. That's what it was.
And then the sock plugs the hole again.
And then I'm an idiot, because in Michigan, they still got all these rules. Like, you can't smoke. Oh, it's like Indiana drinking. You can't just go out and drink it on the public street.
Pretty much most places. It's just in certain areas they just don't give a shit and don't enforce.
Right, because they have, well, correct, that would be the thing. So, of course, I'm an idiot, so I turn around to the next guy with me and go, "Hey, man, where can we smoke out here?" And we were in the middle of L.A., and he was like, "Outside." looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, that, yeah,
like, you can't smoke inside, man. You gotta smoke outside.
Like, I know in the city of Denver, the rule is you can't be in like a public area where people can see you. Hotel balconies count as being in public. Like, there's like landlords can say you can't do it on the like. There's all types of rules about where they're very specific.
Yeah, LA.
But then you go there and it's like, oh, you can just walk down the street smoking a joint. That's
yeah. And that was LA. And I'm sure it's more of the fact, I'm sure there's probably rules in place, but people.
Vegas is the same way. But LA doesn't. You're not supposed to smoke in public, but that's all you smell on the strip when you're there.
It was LA. It was weed. That was it. It was all, you just smelled weed all the time everywhere. But it, you know what? I think it helps. It keeps the whole mob a little more chill. But I just think they have more shit to do. They don't give a fuck. That's why they don't give a fuck. They have shit to do. Too much shit to do. So, this was like going into a Lexus dealership, and the look of pure joy, and like on their face for being in their first time experience. It was like a little kid going into like the Lego store. You know what I mean? This shit. It was fun. It was a fun experience. And like I said, my first time going in, I have still more than 1,000 points to spend, so I'll be going back in again soon.
Did you get that top banana, private banana?
I have not. I didn't get the private banana. It was sativa. I'm not a big sativa guy.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I have to look it up right now.
Look it up right now.
My phone is in my pocket.
What? Then get it out of the fucking pocket. There we go.
I got a quick connect. I don't even have. I just type one letter and that shit pops up. It knows where I'm going.
Mine was a second search. Second search.
Second shop locations.
Website.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, it's a sativa. But good. I'll let you tell the public that it's a sativa.
I haven't found it yet.
I'm sure you haven't.
Oh, no, it wouldn't say on that. I have a fucking label sitting over there that just says the percentage of stuff. But sometimes they don't say what it is
it
on
does.
Here.
It says
banana
sativa.
Acai. That's not it. Private banana indica, right there. Staff pick. Mm-hmm. Fucking staff pick.
I was just there.
Okay.
What? I was just there, man.
What's that say?
On. Right there. Indica. Private banana.
Mm-mm.
Pre-pack ounce. Indica. Mm-mm. I was just there.
Okay, well.
It was listed as sativa.
Wow.
We had a paper menu handed from the gentleman, Jacques, I believe his
you
name was.
You read wrong, dude. It says
they're color coordinated.
It said no, it's not. It's black and white.
No,
you didn't get the laminate.
They're color coordinated.
Laminates are you can't look at the laminate.
Sativa's blue, fucking indica's green. Hybrids are red.
Okay, well you're not right. I mean, the only document of proof we have states you're wrong. So
it's the internet.
It's an official website.
I was thinking, I saw the security there, right?
No, that blueberry moonshine is pure sativa. So is the white truffle.
The one that was the one that was on the shelf too was big.
That's blueberry moonshine. That's those buds I got there.
They look fucking gorgeous though. They're so big and fat and purple. And the guy was calling my house. He said, "There's big signs on don't touch." He says because you just turn around, fucking
people are sniffing.
People
it
are fucking sniffing it,
sword fighting
into it and shit.
Well, they're getting down to the nubs. When I was first there, that jar looked like it was packed full of corn cobs.
It's like a moonshine jar.
No, yeah, jug. It's like the biggest clear cookie jar you've ever seen
exactly,
in your life.
It's exactly probably what it was. And then it's full of these. You used to see these on TV when they talk about like Thai sticks or something.
Yeah,
shit.
No,
it's fucking.
It's
cute.
Literally a twig with
a branch.
With a corn cob
of
buds sticking onto this twig.
Yeah.
And there's just. Jars full of it.
Yeah. You could stab somebody with the twig after you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right on the counter. It looks delicious.
Dude, so I don't know if I told you this because I saw you the other day, yesterday. You know, the house that burnt down over here.
Yeah.
So Goshen, the town next to us, the town right next to the town we're in right now, recently essentially made being homeless a crime. Like, you're not allowed to sleep in your car. You can't sleep in a camper.
Wait.
The board just voted. You are not. Nope.
It's good the cops have nothing else to do.
You can't get get caught sleeping in a tent. Like, it's an arrestable offense now. They're, like, making it being homeless illegal.
You know,
So all the, but here's what's
if
happening.
I'm sleeping on a bench, I wouldn't mind getting arrested.
But here's what's happening, right? So the, obviously, all those people are just going to go to the town right fucking next to it that doesn't have those same rules.
Yeah, which is probably the intention of the whole fucking law.
Right. So I'm starting to see like a lot of tents and alleys coming downtown and shit, right? A lot more people under these bridges in the parks.
Yeah.
Like it's getting, like there's a lot, like dude, I was watching a dude nod off on this ledge, like right outside my porch the other day. His friend kept having to fucking like pick him back up and like slap in the face. And I'm like, dude, don't fucking overdose. I don't want to have to call the cops. Like, get your shit together.
Jason's like, I don't want to have to use my back door, so I don't see you.
But so there's all these homeless people living in this house.
The one that burned down.
And they burn it down accidentally trying to heat it or cook drugs or food or whatever the fuck they were doing in it. But like, it was a serious, like, 8 people were seriously, like, injured. And the rubble's, I mean, the house is just still rubble. It's, yeah. They haven't cleaned up anything. They put a fence around it.
No, they put the rickety-est, most crooked, falling down. It wasn't even a fence. It's what you
see
at concerts.
It's a concert barricade.
It's what you see at concerts. It's the little fucking fence-looking
barricade.
I'm going
to fucking climb up on it and stage dive off.
You don't have to do that. You can just kick it, and it'll fucking, half the fence will fucking roll down.
No, yeah, it's what you saw people using to get into the Capitol on January 6th. It's one of those. Like, we could just push this.
Yeah, it's a little piece of fence with two sticks.
But so, that's still a hot spot to hang out, because it's in the alley here. You know what I mean? You're not on the main street. These people hang out behind this house in essentially what is the backyard / parking lot for when that was a residence.
Okay.
And so they hang out right there, and they just sit there and smoke cigarettes and eat food. And in the morning time, it's a big congregation spot. Like, everyone wakes up and, like, meets there and hangs out and nod off and do their drugs or whatever.
Right.
So they burned down the house, like, 2 months ago. So fucking Friday, after this dude's nodding off, a couple hours later, I leave to go do some laundry, and I come back, and there's a fucking ambulance, couple fire trucks, cop, they're blocking the road. I had to go around and shit to get over here. And I could see smoke coming. I'm like, oh my God, the fucking house caught on fire again.
Same house.
I walk back there. They caught the fucking neighbor where they hang out. The neighbor has a privacy fence. They caught that fucking fence on fire, throwing cigarette butts down, and burned down 3/4 of the fucking neighbor's fence. So now they burned down the house, and now the neighbor's fence next to the house.
Where's it going to stop?
Dude, the crazy part is this motherfucker's got his fence. He built a whole fence again. I drove by today. It's
all he needed was some concert barrier.
No. This wooden plank privacy fence that is painted to match the fence that exists is totally repaired and back up. I'll fucking show you. You could see all the charred remains in the dirt and alley next to it.
That's a guy that did it himself. He's just going to keep that homeowner's check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He should. He already did the work.
But, yeah, no, it's starting to get, like, I don't know, man. You see, I've always seen these videos where people are
I'm surprised he didn't put up a fireproof fence this time.
I'm sure he's just probably going to, I don't, see, this is what I'm saying, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you see these videos all the time where people are, like, super aggressive towards homeless people.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to be like, oh, maybe that's, I kind of might start to understand where some of these people are coming from. Like this guy over here, this homeowner.
Oh, yeah, this does.
Whose neighbor's house burnt down. His house, they were spraying down with water the whole fucking time because it was so close to the house that was burning. And then 2-3 months later, his fence gets burnt down. Like, how long before that guy just starts, no, fuck you, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
And this
starts
ramshackle of a house is still sitting there.
Still sitting there.
Just all burned out husk with a concert fucking ties around it.
Looking like fucking Detroit around here. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, honestly, it doesn't surprise me, the reaction. Because when I was in that kind of shit's in front of million-dollar mansions in L.A. And you're like, how the fuck?
Well, this is what's crazy, right? Like, so this town right now, they want to take a public use space, the Riverwalk and a park that we have downtown.
Yeah.
And they want to sell that area of the city to be developed by a private corporation to build an amphitheater. Okay. and the company is going to invest like hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever towards the project. But of course, they're going to need the city to invest. Well, you're going to put in a few million too, you know? Yeah, make it fair.
Themselves.
And the city wants to do this. And it's like, that's cool and all. But you realize three blocks away, there's a burned down fucking house with a fence around it.
And a bunch of homeless
Beautiful downtown Elkhart.
And a bunch of homeless dudes with matches.
Like, yeah.
Roaming the neighborhood.
Is that your, that's your solution, probably, so they, like, homeless people can't sleep there, so we'll sell it to a private corporation.
And then build
and then it's their problem. Then it's trespassing. We can arrest them. So, yeah, we'll take away a park, invest a lot of tax dollars for a company to charge you to do shit downtown. Have fun.
But they won't be sleeping down there.
No, no, there'll be more. Dude, there's tents across the street,
so
not that long
are
ago.
Are you prepared now to fight a homeless man if you need to?
I'm always prepared to fight anybody. Okay? I'm not that scared to fight. I'm a little scared, but I'm not that scared.
A homeless guy, though, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. Yes, yes. You have to, like, if you're in a situation where a homeless dude's coming at you, that guy has less to lose than most
people.
That's
what I'm saying.
You have to fight him.
Dude, you know, you think of yourself as a tough dude. When I was at Dollar General the other day and some old lady was ringing up my shit, she looked me dead in the eye as she, like, body slammed my 2 liters right in front of me and shook the fuck out of him and was like, is there anything else, sir? And yeah, she's a little old lady.
Yeah,
and I was like,
can you give me one I could drink?
Dead soulless eyes staring me down. I didn't say a fucking word. I was like, no, ma'am. There's nothing. And she's had a bath this year.
I don't know. It's getting...
Dude, I reference LA because they were just everywhere. At one point, we're walking down the street, and there's a guy, shirtless guy, young guy, just geeked out of his mind on something. Got a filthy, just all gore filthy, and he had a metal pole in his hand, and he's just helicopter swinging it as hard as he can in every direction. And the sea of people are just parting right around him and just keep walking. And it's a matter of, as soon as he makes eye contact with one person, you're fucking dead. And you know you're dead. They're going to come right at you.
Well, see, that was like when I lived in Indianapolis, like at the time, downtown was like, it's business, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not like there's a bunch of people in downtown.
It's pretty empty. You're right. It's pretty empty when you get downtown.
And so like homeless people, which is, you could see them from half a block away. And so they're from fucking 400 yards, like, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. And I'm used to Chicago homeless people where, like, I don't have to pretend you exist. There's so much going on. Like, I just, as long as I keep my eyes forward, I don't, you know.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you don't make eye contact.
And they're just like,
them.
Son of a bitch, I can't pretend I'm not seeing you walk directly up to me. I'm the only fucking person on the street right now. But yeah, around here, I've been asked several times. Not several. It's starting to happen. Most people just mind their own business. They're just hanging out. Starting to get people asking for money.
Yeah.
That's a new thing that's been happening over the past couple weeks.
They're like, sir, I've noticed you're leaving for work more often.
Well, we were leaving a place Friday night. And this lady came up and starts, like, giving this story. You guys, does anyone want to do a good deed for the day? And I'm like, dude, I live in this neighborhood. I've fucking heard all of it before. I've heard all three of your stories. It's cool.
Right.
No. Talk to people who don't live here and see you every day.
Listen, Emily.
You're not trying to go anywhere. You would have fucking gone by now, okay? Come on.
Emily, this is the fourth time this week you've come up to me when I'm getting coffee.
You're going to have to get more creative if you want me to give you money.
This is the third week in a row your aunt died.
Like, earn it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give it to you, but it can't be the same story.
Look how dirty these windows are.
I had a dude come up to me one time and just start giving me this, like, crazy war-style story about how he's a vet and shit, and then he was done. He's, like, worked it into where he tells this whole fucking crazy story, and he's like, now, if you have any spare change, I know that story is worth at least a few dollars, but, like, that was, like, the ending of his story was, like, tying into, like, I'm asking you not for money, and this story is worth a certain dollar amount.
Yep. And then and right there,
I was like, dude,
you know what,
you just started running off at the mouth to me. I didn't ask you to tell me anything.
Was it a good story?
I don't know.
I
don't
money
remember.
It was a good story because that's a good ending. That's a real good ending. I got to give you credit.
I don't know. I just feel like it's like society recently seems to be pushing back on like so much shit that seemed to be like gaining progress for years. You know what I mean? Like, Like, I just saw a story yesterday that Bud Light has lost sales for 6 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
Over that Dylan Mulvaney thing.
It's like 16 or 17 billion.
No, they've lost like billions of fucking dollars.
That's what I said.
Oh, Target's having a thing right now.
Yeah.
Where they've lost billions of dollars. Yeah. Where it's just like shit that... It just seems like this year specifically, people were like, no, fuck that. Like Miller Lite's... Did you hear about the Miller Lite one?
Uh-uh.
Miller Lite's getting some shit right now.
See, their sales had gone up 25% when the Bud Light thing happened.
Right, so they've been kind of reaping the benefits of this whole...
But didn't they have one first?
Miller Lite?
Didn't they have some sort of commercial first that like they immediately tried to delete once the Dylan Mulvaney thing happened? Like Miller Lite had actually had one first.
Well, no, that's the part that's interesting to me about this is... It is not like it's not like any of these beer companies haven't had like a pride like
shit before.
Like even if they didn't specifically had a pride, I've seen pride beer ads and commercials for several years now. You know what I mean? Like pride time comes around and you'll start seeing like everyone will do like a little ad or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like I don't know what the backlash is like, because like, I've been really thinking about it, because like with the Bud Light thing.
So when I didn't know who he was, and my daughter tells me this, and I think this maybe was tied into the backlash.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I think. What the backlash is the fact that like when you, and mind you, I don't know. The only thing I know about Dylan Mulvaney is the videos and clips that have been compiled by other people. You know, I haven't searched out any original source material. But it seems like a weird move if you're trying, like, nothing about Dylan Mulvaney just acts very, it seems like a child. Doesn't seem like an adult. It's like almost like a caricature of like a, I don't know. It's very, you know what I mean?
Well, so
if you're going to like attract a,
right.
To attract more like of a drinking base.
Well, that's what I mean. Most of their...
It just didn't seem like a very adult person to like, regardless of age, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's the point is that most of that particular person's audience is underage, and that is part of the backlash.
Okay.
Is that they specifically identify as a preteen. So most of their...
See, I don't know any of the details.
No, I didn't know either. My daughter was explaining this to me because I don't even have TV.
So, dude, the Miller Lite one is the one to me that's like kind of crazy. I kind of agree with like, what the fuck are you guys doing? So they did this thing about...
when was this?
Recently. It's been after the Dylan Mulvaney.
It's after Dylan.
So after they've been reaping the benefits.
That might be what I was reading about.
So they did this campaign. They're doing it currently, I believe. And the campaign is to like bring awareness of like women brewers and the history of women in brewing.
In brewing, okay.
Okay, so the campaign is like for years, women were portrayed by beer companies as this, and it's all like the mirrors, the posters, the
St. Pauli girl,
all that stuff, right? Like there was like. Tons of
the awesome shit.
Tons of
the
traditional
best time in beer advertising.
Tons of traditional or not traditional. Tons of like that
awesome
era of beer ads was women in bikinis.
And it was either that or it was Camel. It was Joe Camel, the cartoon characters.
But like, so their ad is give us all this bad shit and we'll make good shit. So they want you to gather up all these old promotional posters and materials. And they're going to turn it into compost. And they're going to give that compost.
Wait, you're talking about. Okay, so you're saying, like, when you go to your uncle's house.
And that Spud McKenzie sitting in the pool with chicken bikini, rip that poster down and give it to Miller Lite. And they're going to take all that material and make compost. Okay.
Okay.
And then they're going to send that compost to female farmers who are going to grow hops. And then when the hops are done, they're going to take those hops and they're going to give them.
Seems
to female brewers to make. So it's like they're going to take all these like bad shit
and make
good shit, right? Like you're literally going to have beer made of the recycled posters of chicks in bikinis.
Hell yeah.
And well, like
That sounds delicious.
But here's the crazy part, right? Like
I drank that all day.
I don't know. Like, these were professional models that, like, accepted a gig. It's not like they were, it was like slaves that are like, wear this bikini and fucking.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just because people are too young to remember this. But before the internet was a thing, okay, people like that, like, were celebrities.
They were happy.
They would show up to, like, liquor stores and do poster signings, and people would line up to get your picture taken with them. They'd do, like, car shows, event, you know what I mean? Yeah. I guarantee you right now, half those posters are hanging in 80-year-old grandmother's spare bedrooms, and they're like, that was me. I used to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, a legit thing.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, like, Alana Glazer is the spokesperson they have to do this ad. She's a comedian slash actress, right?
Okay.
And if you go to her social media, you can see dozens and dozens and dozens of pictures of her in bikinis. Like, she understands that when you're selling a product, using your sexuality might help to market yourself.
Yeah.
And it's okay for her to make that decision, but all these beer posters were clearly forced and not fair.
It was a different time.
So I think that one, like, I think people are just like, yeah, dude, don't pretend. Like, we're not fucking stupid. Quit.
So now now they're getting shit for that.
Yeah, people are like, go fuck yourself.
Well, because I know Bud Light then came out with a new ad that was all about pro-America and shit, and it didn't work either.
And Budweiser also did, like, some Harley thing.
No, I think it was Budweiser.
No. Bud Light did come out with, like, an old school, like, we got him put an ad with the horses.
Yeah.
We'll put some people grilling.
Whatever happened to the frogs, man?
That was Budweiser.
I know, but they weren't offensive to anybody.
Well, they might be. We haven't seen those commercials in a while. There might be some problematic things in those commercials, dude. The What's Up ad.
What's Up? Yeah, those weren't shit. I mean, like, those were great ads. Those were great campaigns. When I went to tour the brewery down in, I think I went to one in Jacksonville, but I went to a Budweiser brewery there, and then went to tour. And then when you enter the room to the sample, that all their 80s ads and shit are just playing on a loop. On the TVs and shit. It was fun to sit back and watch all these. Back when those commercials were good and funny and shit. And there was bikini-clad women.
Yeah.
Pouring gallons.
I don't
of
know,
beer.
Dude. Everyone just seems to have gone absolutely fucking nuts this year. Where it's like, no! I'm not tolerating this. Like, everyone's snapping.
Oh, I think they're just getting tired of... We had this some wave happen several years ago where companies all started getting superly politically motivated, and I think people are getting tired of that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're just like, just sell me hot dogs, sell me whatever the fuck you sell me ink pens. Just stop preaching to me. I think is what a lot of people are feeling.
Yeah, it's just weird to see. Like,
but on that note, you all should go right now to patreon.com/lightmeatfive and support
whatever politics they support.
Whatever politics they support. That's right. Patreon.com/lightmeatfive. Daryl Spencer. You can go to patreon.com/lightmeatfive to have your complaint heard.
Yeah.
We do appreciate any listeners who are upset that we haven't been putting out shows every week. But without the studio, it's been a little difficult getting combined. So, I worked today, goddamn it, and then drove out of my way out here to do this. So
I'm on day four of a 5-day weekend.
You're that's kind of Jason the Foon life right there. You have good skin, by the way. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
That one's for you, Daryl. I drove all the way out here for you because we could easily said we're just going to cash in this week for the holiday. We didn't. We're out here putting out free entertainment for you people. What's our time at?
37.
There we go. It looks like we've accomplished another fucking week's episode. Sorry, guys. We haven't done a ton of comedy. I've got a car show that's probably going to have an interesting story or two from that one. So,
well, we'll find out.
We'll be doing that this weekend.
I'll be at that car show also.
Are you doing the car show?
Yes.
All right. So Jason and I are doing the car show June 2nd, DIY Comedy Cafe in Elkhart. I don't have the address. I don't know the address.
2200-1 Bypass Road.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you fucking nail that?
Google me.
What is it?
2200-1 Bypass Road.
And it'll be, what's that, 8 o'clock?
I think it starts early. I don't know. There's going to be a car show and then comedy. It's a whole fucking thing. Just show up.
I work. I got to go after. But either way, yeah, just show up. We're going to be throwing, we're just going to be kind of playing around with some shit and throwing some bits against the wall for the one or two people that wander through the lobby and check it out. But you can reach us at, what do you got? What do you got? 2200. Yeah, you got it.
Boom.
Boom. 2200. Or you got me fucking thrown off now. You can reach us at lmfivepod@gmail.com. That's lmfivepod@gmail.com. You can reach me at deanjourneyincomedy@gmail.com. You can reach Rusty by reaching the fucking podcast. You can reach Jason by reaching the podcast. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.
Light me at 5. Light me at 5. Light me at 5.
Are you prepared now to fight a homeless man if you need to?
I'm always prepared to fight anybody.